I'm with Dom, who's just had a fantastic presentation at the Refresh conference. Dom, can you just give us your company name and a little bit of background on the company and yourself?
Yeah, the company's Braileno. It's been 30 plus years in the business of integrated marketing. I guess what's most interesting about Braileno and why I enjoy working there and kind of where I'm coming from is all the gaps in between the traditional marcoms.
Yeah.
I think actually not only is technology allowing us to play games with those traditional silos, but actually it's where all the real and cost-effective innovative marketing communications, the tactics if you like, exist.
Yep.
So I guess while I was here and I had 10 minutes, 10 ideas, 10 slides, was just 10 things that entertain and engage consumers in an industry which has the best possible produce.
Yep.
But some of the hardest challenges in getting people to buy in.
Okay.
You're either in or you're out.
Yep.
And it's very generic.
Yep.
But there are lots of ways in this day and age we can create entertaining content. Like
yep.
We're having this conversation using this technology now here.
Yep, agreed.
Fantastic. What else could we be doing with things like that?
Yeah,
I guess that was my inspiration this morning. And if I planted a seed or two, then mission accomplished.
Dom, and I like, obviously like the analogy about planting a seed. I think it was so apt what you said. If I'm going to be a little bit negative, not at all about you, because it's obviously the way everything is going. Look at the news that's happening about Facebook this week alone. Is how do we convince the suppliers, the growers, to adopt this social media route, the social media strategy, when a lot of them are dismissive of it or negative of it, or even frankly scared about it? How can we educate them?
I think the one thing that my industry has not done well enough is demonstrating a real concrete benefit, and that's the only reason anybody with their head screwed on. Let's let grocers know what they're doing.
Yep.
They get up in the morning, they grow for a living. Anyone who's still growing for a living,
yep,
must have some noose.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, I wouldn't do it.
Yep.
So convincing them that there's a direct benefit, and there needs to be more of that.
But yep.
Frankly, I've never had any problem getting clients, growers and anyone else excited about the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's just showing that it can be a direct benefit.
Okay.
And showing that it's not an alien thing.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but we're trying to have conversations with maybe with family firms, with Patriarch, who's 6 years old and has been growing lettuce since the year dot, for example, whatever.
Yep.
The relevance to him personally of some of social technology, it's a very difficult thing to sell, but what
we need
to do is, this isn't about a personal engagement, it's about with your consumers and what they're doing.
Yep, yep, yep.
So impart that kind of insight.
I agree, but that's such a good example that you make about that Patriarch. But I bet if we went to his home, I bet his wife would be on Facebook.
Yes, you see, you're absolutely right. It's actually go, look, your wife's already doing the sort of thing that your customers are doing.
Yep.
What we're not asking you to reinvent anything, we're asking you to join in and be where they are.
Yep. So again, I'm not trying to sound negative, I just want to pull an example. There's a client of ours, £300 million turnover, and they don't want to have a Twitter account because they're scared that they might put something on there that would alarm their sector.
Well, this does raise a very interesting, which is just because it's there doesn't mean you have to do it either.
Okay.
And some of the most valuable advice can be don't worry about it.
Yep.
I get asked an awful lot, should I be doing this, or when, or how do I get onto Twitter?
Yep.
Actually, let's talk about outcomes. Yeah, what do you actually want to achieve?
Maybe
Twitter isn't it.
Yep.
But it could be.
Yep, yep.
And I think disarming that's part of disarming the myth for starters.
Yep.
You don't necessarily need to be doing that. There might be actually a much more direct and effective way that could be, I joking, analog or lo-fi.
Heaven forbid,
you might actually be in a magazine or outside a store or running an open day. You know, something real, physical and direct interaction with product, for example.
Yep.
But there's always going to be some lovely additional mileage you can earn out of things like Twitter's free and easy to use. Somebody in the business will love it. And actually, why not get Mrs. Grower involved?
Absolutely.
What a lovely way of re-engaging with your customer.
Yep.
Do that.
Yep.
And then Mr. Old Grumpy doesn't have to touch it with a barge pole. Then everybody wins. Great.
Dom, I think you're very much talk of the future. Right, test for you. Can you remember your website?
Just log on and look for Braileno, Braileino.
Excellent. Dom, thank you very much. I think it was the presentation in the morning. Well done.
Pleasure.
Well done, sir.
You too.
I'll give you a card and I'll